When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this very special edition of the Believe in Bingo podcast. I'm your host, Solomon Wilcox, and I wanted to check in with you today because today is day two of the NFL owners meetings. It is the spring's meeting to be held in, of course, Orlando, Florida, and that's where team owners are meeting, and they're starting to tinker with the mechanics of governing the National Football League, where today they did vote to approve the new hybrid kickoff. That's right. The NFL kickoff is going to look a lot different than what we have seen during the first 104-year history of our league. And I think Cincinnati Bengals special teams coach Darren Simmons is going to be happy with the passing of this proposal. You got to understand that our NFL leaders and the custodians of our league, they were ready to do away with the kicking game altogether. And it was the special teams coaches for all 32 teams who came together and they asked the NFL and said, let us work on a new model. Because the old model, the NFL officials felt like too many players were being maimed, too many players were being injured. They felt like it was the most violent play in football because of the run-up before a collision. And so we have seen them tinker with the NFL kickoff rules, where we were only getting about a 21% of the kickoffs returned in an NFL game. The numbers suggest that under the new hybrid rules that you saw used during the XFL, that roughly 60% of the kickoffs will now be returned with live action in an NFL game each and every Sunday. Now, you might want to know, what are these new rules? What if I told you that the kicker will still kick from the 35-yard line on his side of the 50. However, the guys who are running down on the kickoff, they get to a line on the other side of the 50-yard line. They get the lineup at the plus 40-yard line. However, they cannot start to run toward the kick returner until the returner actually catches the ball. So when the kicker kicks it off, everyone has to sit and hold at the plus 40-yard line. Once they see the kick return player catch the ball, now they can run to go tackle him. As for the return team, they get to have as many as 9 players line up at the 35-yard line. That's right. They'll be 5 yards away from the kicking team running down the field. And so they want those players in close proximity so that they diminish the amount of distance between the front line guys and the kickoff team coming at them, so that those collisions are not had at a very high velocity. So therein lies the new hybrid kickoff rules, the kick return team. This guy's better be good. I don't know who that guy is going to be for the Cincinnati Bengals. We had a few players last year that continued to be the kick return guy. In fact, I think we had our first kick return return for a touchdown for the first time in a very long time. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Darren Simmons, the Cincinnati Bengals special teams coach, will utilize the new rules to impact the Cincinnati Bengals in terms of field position on offense and how he uses it to keep the opposing team from running down the field once we are the kickoff team. But therein lies the new hybrid kickoff rules, which was just approved this week at the NFL owners meetings in Florida. Now, I want to turn my attention to another rule. And this one did not make me happy because the NFL did announce this week that they have banned what they are calling the swivel hip drop tackle. Now, I got to tell you, I've been around football for a very long time. I've never been in a room where I heard an NFL head coach say, this is how you tackle. And he calls it a swivel hip drop tackle. That's what the league has framed this form of tackling. Basically, this tackling, this form of tackle, came about when the league sort of mandated all these rules that you couldn't hit leading with the helmet, couldn't hit dropping your head. And so many of the coaches said, look, we want to take the head out of the game. From now on, instead of putting your head across the offensive player, slide your head behind it. And you know what happened? It's called the theory of unintended consequences. Because when you slide the head behind the ball carrier, now you're going to end up tackling from behind. You're going to end up pulling him to the ground. It's just like wrestling. Just like anything you do, if you want to pull someone to the ground, you have to sort of unweight yourself. In other words, lift your feet off the ground and use your weight to pull them down to the ground. Now, the unintended consequence is that if you're going to slide behind the guy because you're now putting your head behind him, you're probably going to land on the back of his legs. And that's exactly what ended up occurring as a result of taking our head out of the play when we're coming in to tackle an offensive ball carrier. We end up tackling them and falling on the back of their legs, which the league is now calling the swivel hip drop tackle. And they are prohibiting that form of tackling from this day moving forward in the National Football League. They are going to penalize the team for a personal foul, 15 yards personal foul, and the player is going to be fined. Don't know how much that fine is going to be, but what we are effectively seeing is the league legislating defense really out of the game. There are so many rules almost every single year that makes it to play defense in the NFL much more difficult, and it makes playing offense so much easier. It makes scoring points so much easier. And so I get it. The National Football League and their health and safety initiatives, they want to make sure that players are safe. I played in the National Football League for 7 years, and I can tell you right now, I never wanted to maim anyone. And I don't think any player wants to maim some guy that they played in college with, and now that guy's playing on the opposing team. A friend of theirs that they grew up with is playing on the opposing team. Guys that they've known around the league and across the league as we go from team to team. We used to play with those guys. We never want to maim anyone. We don't want to tear anyone's Achilles tendon or blow out their knee. But we are trying to do our job. We don't want to be fired for missing tackles. We don't want to get booed by you, the fans, right, and screamed out of NFL stadiums because we couldn't tackle a guy and getting them on the ground. Imagine trying to tackle Derrick Henry. And now you're told that when you come in from the side or from behind him, that if you tackle him and you unweight yourself and you land on the back of his legs, that is now outlawed. It is now an illegal tackle on any player, despite the fact that that man may be twice your size and may be bigger, stronger, and faster than you. That is where we're at right now. And that is going to be the result of them banning what they're calling the swivel hip drop tackle. Is when a defensive player comes in from the side or behind an offensive player, unweights himself, meaning jumps in the air and lands on the back of the legs of an offensive player. If you are a Cincinnati Bengals fan, you may remember it was in the Monday night game against the Baltimore Ravens where our linebacker, Logan Wilson landed on the back of the legs of the Baltimore Ravens tight end Mark Andrews. And it was a perfect tackle by Logan Wilson. And these tackles usually happen in open field where it's very hard to get a fast man, a big man who's fast, on the ground. And Logan Wilson was just doing his best to make the tackle in the open field, to get the man on the ground without him gaining additional yards after making contact. I will tell you this. Playing in the National Football League is not easy. Playing defense in the National Football League is not easy. And certainly tackling, which is one of the most fundamental things that we've done as a part of the game since its inception in 1920, going back 104 years ago, tackling was one of those essential components of the game that if you couldn't do it, then you cannot play. And it's still that way today. If you can't get a man on the ground who's carrying the ball, even though he might be Derrick Henry, he could be Barry Sanders, he could be speedy, he could be quick, he could be big, and he could be strong. But if you want to be a good defensive player in our league, you better get that man on the ground. And you better not be seen sort of grabbing at him, but he's dragging you down the field for extra yards after you made the contact. And so that's what Cincinnati Bengals defense is going to be facing yet again. Because you know now who's playing in the AFC North Division? Derrick Henry. He's now a running back playing for the Baltimore Ravens in the same backfield with Lamar Jackson. Najee Harris for the Pittsburgh Steelers, big bruising running back. You got to be able to get him on the ground, but yet they're telling you, you better be careful about how you tackle it. You can't be overly physical using the swivel hip drop tackle. I'm here to tell the National Football League that it's football. It's not a pillow fight and it's not flag football. We have to be allowed to tackle offensive players who, oh, by the way, who also have to be very proactive in protecting themselves. So when I come up to tackle you, I'm not coming up to maim you, but I am coming up with bad intentions. And I'm coming up to be physical as I possibly can be to get you on the ground. And now you're taking that away from me. You're already taking the ability to hit receivers down the field. I can only bump him at the line of scrimmage in a passing game within 5 yards, right? I have to be careful with how I touch him, how I jam him down the field prior to the ball arriving. Are you going to throw a flag on me there? I can't separate him from the ball as the ball's arriving and I come in to cause a collision and hit him or maybe take him to the ground very physically. Now you're going to throw a flag there because you're going to say it's a hit on a defenseless player by me, the defensive back. So you've taken that away from me. And now that I'm coming up to tackle, I get it. We should never be allowed to do the horse collar tackle where we pull a man by his collar to the ground. I get it. But now you're telling me when I wrap up and if I happen to fly and drag him to the ground using my weight like a man would normally do in a wrestling match, that's illegal now?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Go give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Let's go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
So Derrick Henry, you might rush for 2,000 yards yet again. All the running backs in the National Football League, just get ready. Because you know what? They have just made it more difficult for us defensive players to get you on the ground. And this is what I've always said about offenses in the National Football League. They don't innovate. They're not geniuses drawing up and diagramming wonderful plays to get the ball in the end zone. You know what they do? They go to the league meetings like they did this year and ask, can we change some rules? Can we make it harder for the defense? Because if we make it harder for the defense and make certain things they do illegal, you know what that does for the offense? It makes it easier for them to score points. So I've said all along, offenses don't innovate. They just change the rules. And they change the rules to benefit their ability to get into the end zone that much easier. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Cincinnati Bengals fans. Please let me know your thoughts on this. All you got to do is direct message me at my Twitter handle, at Solomon's Wisdom. All right? So let me know what you think about the hip drop tackle. Let me know what you want me to talk about when it comes to our Cincinnati Bengals each and every week right here on the Believe in Bengal podcast. Until next time, take care, everyone.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Let's go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.